Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Miss Chambers, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
You're a girl, right?
Well, I'm a woman.
Well, that's close enough. You see, in about 5 minutes, I'm going out on my first date with the city girl. And I'm really nervous about it. You know, I'm afraid I might get tongue-tied and make a fool of myself. I don't want that to get in the way of me picking up the babes.
Et tu, Woody. After only a few months here at Cheers, you're starting to talk like the other reprobates.
Well, thanks, Miss Chambers, but, you know, that's not enough. I want to be smooth with the ladies, like Sam.
Well, I think I can help you out. Have a seat. A good conversationalist is usually a good listener. I've found that people love to talk about themselves.
Really?
Oh, yes. People have an endless fascination with their own little world. It's an observation I made as a small child, although I've never understood why it holds true. I myself have always found many more interesting topics to talk about. Of course, I've always made it a point to broaden my horizons. As a matter of fact, I was reading the New York Times at the age of 4, and from then on to the classics. Of course, it caused some hardships as a youngster, always being far and away the brightest in the class. Usually the brightest in the class is regarded as some sort of a pimply-faced egghead. I'm sorry, Clifford, what was your question again?
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. Troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
You can't get any older, you go and read the paper.
Why, what happened?
There's going to be a reunion of the Boston Boppers.
Oh, my goodness, look at that.
Who are the Boston Boppers?
It's not a who, it's a what, like you.
It's a local TV show, kind of like American Bandstand. Carla used to dance on it.
Oh, yeah, I danced my way into New England's heart until I made up that stupid rule.
Well, what rule is that?
The one that said the pregnant 16-year-olds can't hully gully on TV.
Those were repressive times.
Well, you must be very excited about the reunion, Carla.
I'm not going.
Oh, how come? I thought you loved that place.
I did love it. But Nick was my dance partner.
Oh.
That was before we had to get married.
Boy, they sure have tough dance laws up here.
Wipe that table off there, will you, Woody?
We were a great team. We really got along when we were dancing. And when we were dancing, if you know what I mean.
Yes, it's frighteningly clear.
Well, why don't you just ask Nick if he wants to go with you?
Forget it.
Oh, come on. You're not going to pass up all that fun just for a little pride, are you?
It's not only fun. There's a chance to win $500 and a trip to Hawaii in that dance contest. And we could do it.
So what?
There's no way I'd call and ask him. And I really don't want anyone else getting any crazy ideas like calling him in Atlantic City at 555-4397. Well, here I go out of earshot in the pool room for about 15 minutes.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't one of us call Nick?
Well, that'd be a good idea. Anybody know the area code?
609!
Thank you.
Afternoon, everybody.
How's life, Mr. Peterson?
Oh, I look at it every once in a while when I'm in the John.
I didn't mean the magazine.
Neither did I.
So, how's that job hunt going, huh?
Great.
Well, hey, you got one, huh?
Yeah, well, no, Vera did.
Hey, Naomi, don't you feel at least a bit emasculated? I mean, isn't it gut-wrenching to watch your wife go off to work every morning?
It's gut-wrenching to watch Vera do anything.
Who are you? I'm Woody Boyd.
Big deal.
Where is everybody? Oh, there's those two bozos.
Nick, Loretta.
Hello, sweet cakes. You been thinking about me?
Only during flea and tick season.
Yeah? Well, in my neighborhood, that's all year round.
I'm sure it is.
Hey, Nick.
Sam.
Hi, Loretta.
Hello.
Excuse me, I'm glad you made it.
Of course I made it. Anytime Carla needs a favor and I can benefit financially and you send me the bus fare, I'm there.
Ooh, that's quite a testimony. Yeah.
So, how you doing? You still in the TV repair business?
Oh, that's a sideline now. I'm into bigger and better things.
What do you got there? Oh, Nick's Talent Emporium. High-class talent for less. Nick Tortelli, talent manager. Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah, I only got one.
Oh.
Nick's managing my career now.
Oh, yeah, you still singing with the Grinning Americans? Boy, I love that group.
I was stepping to the 80s. The Grinning Americans are so passe, it's laughable. I'm with the Lemon Sisters.
The Lemon Sisters?
Yeah, it's Loretta and two other dames. I thought up the name.
Well, don't people confuse you with the Lennon Sisters?
I don't know. Do they throw their drinks at the Lennon Sisters?
It's pure coincidence that the names sound alike. Besides, I got other people on my roster. I also handle Wayne Newman. Ginger ale and a scotch.
Nick Tortelli, as I live and breathe, what a surprise!
What do you say, Carla? Are we going to kill him at that dance contest?
You came here to go to that dance contest with me?
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to win that contest and go to Hawaii where the girls wear grass skirts. And I'm planning on bringing my hedge clippers.
You got to admit, the guy's a panic.
I can't believe it. You guys really used to rock out on the Boston Boppers, huh?
Oh, we were the stars. They couldn't stop us.
Right.
Hey, you remember the host, Floyd Pangera?
Yeah, what a dork. Remember that time we pantsed him during the station break?
It's going to be great to see everybody. I just hope I can dance as good. I'm a little rusty.
Ah, no sweat. I'm in great shape.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Carla, but it takes two to tango. And if I'm rusty, we're nowhere.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look, I'm trying to be a gentleman here. Everybody knew who was more talented.
Yeah, me.
Give me a break. I carried you.
You carried me. I carried you.
In your hat, I carried you.
In your hat, I carried you.
Carla, the fact is I can go to the dance with a monkey and win that contest.
Oh, yeah? Who'd lead?
That's it. If you were the last babe on earth, I wouldn't dance with you. I got an idea. I'm going to show you how good a dancer I am. I'm going to go with Loretta.
Oh, Nicky, I'm honored. We haven't danced since our wedding, and we've never danced fully clothed.
There you go. It's me and Loretta, and you, Carla, can eat dirt.
That's what you think. I'm going to get myself a new partner and beat the pants off of you.
Oh, yeah? Oh, who are you going to get?
Eddie Sisnick.
Eddie Sisnick, the Polish prancer?
That's right. He was always wanting to dance with me, and I always turned him down to go with you.
Yeah, that was the last smart move you ever made. Come on, Loretta. We're going to practice until our feet bleed.
Okay. Bye, gang of cheers.
Hey, Carl, I saw him. He's dancing down the street. Boy, he's beautiful. Makes Fred Astaire look like a gorilla.
You sure it's him?
Yeah, I'm sure it's him. I called out, hey, Eddie Sisnick. And he waved back.
This is it. My luck is finally changing.
Carla, check out my footwork.
Eddie, your shoelaces are...
Hide.
Good luck, Carla. I'm really sorry about this. Knock him dead, kid.
Yeah.
Listen, Mac, I'd put a cervical collar on that knee. Give him about 30 milligrams of CCs, eh? All right, better make that 40.
What are you gonna do now?
I don't know. I gotta get another partner. Does anybody here dance? I should have known better. The only time I've seen any of you dance is when the restrooms are crowded. Sam? Hmm? How did you help her out?
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know very well what I'm talking about. You're a great dancer. You won that trophy at our ballroom dancing class.
The fact that you talked me into taking that stupid class is embarrassing enough.
Sam, are you going to help Carla?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
I am a jock. I've got an image to protect. I don't want people thinking I'm too graceful, if you know what I mean.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with being graceful.
I'm not worried about being graceful. I'm worried about being too graceful.
Oh, it's not like you're being asked to perform Swan Lake in a tutu.
Why did that particular image come to mind?
Sam, please. Baryshnikov is graceful. He's one of the sexiest men alive.
Oh, come on, Baryshnikov. We all know why women go for Baryshnikov.
Oh, and why is that?
Well, because of what he wears. I mean, those tights have no secrets.
I don't believe everything I see, Sammy. I think he's padded. Probably orders it from that catalog.
What catalog?
I heard some guys talking.
Well, no luck back there either. Well, I can still take the honorable way out. I'm going home to burn my feet on the radiator.
No, Carl, come here. Wait, let's see if we can do something here.
Sammy, you're graceful.
Carla, is that you?
Yeah. Cheryl, is that you?
Yeah.
We never liked each other very much.
Hey, what are you doing here with Sam? I thought you were coming with Eddie Sisnick.
Sam happens to be a much better dancer, and he has the grace of a swan.
Bull swan.
Hi, kids.
Started every show.
Hi, that's catchy.
Oh, a lot of great years and a lot of great music and a lot of great hairs have gone by. But you know what? Out of all the music, I think our music was the best music. What do you say?
You're a lame-o!
Well, you kids, spunky as ever. Oh, but we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we see how far we've all come since the old Boston Boppers days, huh? Tell us the person you most admired then and the person you most admire now.
I'm Cheryl Kosky from Brockton. And back then, I guess the person I admired the most was Frankie Avalon.
And now?
Now I'd have to say Fabian.
Let's get down to what you're all here for. A chance to dance your way to Waikiki! The rules are simple. If the judges tap you, you're out.
You know, Sammy, when Nick and I used to go to these dance contests, we always used to spit on each other's shoes for good luck. Well... dance better than you spit.
Here we go with Tutti Frutti.
Womp, bop, loom, bop, lop, bop, bop, toot, toot, the whole room. She bumped to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. Beautiful, oh, rude.
Well, I'm sorry. You're out.
All right. Jump up. Get
off. Oh, come on, man. Oh.
Thank you.
Floyd, a great wrong is about to be done. You know me. I'm Nick Tortelli, high school class of 62, 63, 64. The reason I didn't win this contest is because my partner stunk. And I refuse to leave until I show you how it's done with my ex-lovely wife, Carla.
Nicky.
Come on, Carla.
Forget it, Nick.
Floyd, Unchain Melody.
Dancing. Do you have a van?
I don't really think you want to do something you're going to regret, lady.
Oh, yes, I do, and I'm going to do it right now. And I'm good, too. Even though I don't like it very much.
You're making too big a deal out of this. I mean, it's just a dance. How good?
Introducing the winner of the Boston Boppers Dance Contest, Miss Carla Tartelli!
Oh, yay! That's wonderful. You two did it.
Well, no. Actually, Carla and Nick won. I guess I just wasn't graceful enough.
Oh, come on, Sammy. You were plenty graceful.
No, I wasn't. Boy, no, really, you should have seen Carla and Nick out there. They were like Fred and Ethel, really.
Yeah. It was a magical moment. You know, it was like I was transported back in time. I wasn't a tired old woman with six kids. I was a fresh young teenager with two kids.
Come on, you guys. Let me drive home.
Oh, good. Sammy, I think I just want to sit here for a little while and bask in the glow. Relive the moment and have a couple of belts.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Carla. Mm-hmm. Now, aren't you glad you went? I'll bet you look great out there on the dance floor.
Yeah, I did, actually. You know, why don't you come by my place and I'll show you my Watusi. Then later on, we can dance a little bit.
On second thought, I'm going to hitchhike. You meet a better class of people.
My love, my darling, I hunger for you. Let him.
What are you doing here?
I had to see you. Carla, tonight was destiny.
What are you talking about?
It was destiny that Eddie Sisnick fell down those stairs. And it was destiny that the Boppers even had a reunion. And it was destiny that we won the contest. When we were dancing out on that floor tonight, we were like the only two people on earth. I know we belong together, and we always will.
Come on, Nick. We're great when we're on the dance floor, but when the music stops, we stink on ice.
No, we were meant to be together. Carla, you know me. Look in my eyes and you know I'll tell you the truth.
You serious?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I want you to go to Hawaii with me tonight. Now. Please, Carla, make this dream of mine come true.
Tonight was incredible.
Yeah.
Wow, you and me in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Palm trees.
Palm trees.
Sipping Mai Tais on the
Mai
beach. Tai. It'd be paradise.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What about Loretta?
What about her? She's waiting for us at the airport. Is that a no?